Welcome to the People Building Podcast, brought to you by hypnotherapy and NLP trainer Gemma Bailey. If you're looking to create powerful, positive change in your life, please visit www.peoplebuilding.co.uk.
Hello, people, and welcome to the People Building Podcast on this day, Wednesday, the 7th of September, 2011. So great to speak to you all. I have an excellent article to share with you today. It is called Letting Go and Moving On. And I think that there is something about that sentiment which applies to all of us. If not now, then at some stage it has done, and at some stage again in the future it will do. So I think there's a good lesson in there for everybody. The reason why that article has come about for me today is because of some circumstances that I probably mentioned in the last show, actually, which has been around, and certainly if you're on my Facebook, you'll know about this already. It's been around some challenges with my next door neighbour. So I have lived in the same place for 3.5 years now, and I have a neighbour who is an elderly gentleman, and something happened recently which actually relates back to a few shows ago when I mentioned about the unfortunate murder of my lovely pet rabbits. What I didn't realise is that whilst I was going out to feed them twice a day, my neighbour was watching me. And I knew that happened sometimes because sometimes I would see him or he would say hello. But I think it was perhaps a bit more significant than I had realised. And obviously, I haven't been going out in the garden twice a day because I don't have any rabbits anymore. And this had a big impact on my neighbour's behaviour. Now, he has some challenges. So he has a carer who helps him out with certain things. And he's an elderly gentleman, so probably in his late 60s, early 70s, maybe. But he's certainly known in the village as being someone who, you know, who has some form of sort of very mild special needs. So I've always been quite, you know, patient and sympathetic towards him. However, what has happened recently is that as a result of me not going outside twice a day, he has felt the need to come round my house lots. And sometimes sort of up to 3 times in one evening to bring me soup or bananas or rubber gloves. And this then accelerated to the point that when I went on holiday, he came round very early in the morning at about 4:30 to say that he would miss me whilst I was on my holiday, which was just a little bit too intense. So whilst I was away, I left a message for his carer to just have a nice quiet chat with him about, you know, just respecting my privacy, that kind of thing. When I got back off holiday, he came around 6 times in the space of 2 hours. And then I ended up getting the police involved in the situation because obviously what I'd done hadn't worked already. And the police spoke to him and said, "You shouldn't do this anymore." So he stopped ringing the doorbell, but instead he started appearing every single time he heard my front door open or shut. So every time I left for work, he would appear, and every time I came home from work, he would be waiting. And this has continued now for almost 2 months. And sometimes I get home very late. If I go out straight from work and I maybe go to the theatre or something, I might not get home till 12:30 at night. And the last thing you want is a shadowy figure pacing up and down your garden path waiting for you. Because that's just a bit odd. So, especially once they've been told by the police not to speak to me anymore. And yet he's still there waiting, but he just won't speak because that's against the rules. So there's been lots of conversations between him, between his carer, between myself and various other people that have spoken to him. And the situation just wasn't getting resolved. So I took this as a signal from life that life was actually giving me a poke in a new direction, and that it was actually time for me to move house. So I've had quite a busy couple of weeks house hunting and have found somewhere, and I'm sort of touching wood and crossing fingers as I say this, because it looks like it's perfect, and that it's all going to go through fine and dandy. I just need to meet the landlords of the property at the weekend, and then we're all good to go. It's all full steam ahead, because essentially what's going to be happening is that I'm living on the grounds of someone else's property in a very beautiful cottage, which, as well as being beautiful, the great thing about it is that it's detached, which means I won't have any neighbours again. and everywhere I've ever lived, there have been problems with the next door neighbours. If any of you guys are listening now and you've ever had issues with neighbours, you will completely understand where I'm coming from, because it just disrupts your whole attitude towards being at home. And particularly if the disruption's, you know, late at night when you want to sleep. So I've had everything. I've had the noisy neighbours next door having parties late at night. I've had the arguing neighbours next door. I've had the neighbours who've parked their car on my drive. All sorts of different things. And right now I have the creepy neighbour who stands up the back of his garden so that he can look in through my kitchen windows, and I have to have all the curtains shut whenever I'm at home, which is probably the most uncomfortable situation in many ways, because I don't like coming home, and then when I'm home I don't like going out because I know that he's going to be there waiting for me. And everybody says he's absolutely harmless, which is what I'm sure they said about most serial killers before they killed someone. Just a bit odd, but absolutely harmless. And I probably shouldn't think like that because that's very negative. So what I am focusing on is the light at the end of the tunnel when I get to move house, hopefully in the next few weeks' time. And I will be leaving Hertfordshire, my hometown, for the first time ever, which seems a bit odd and a bit strange. But I'm moving on to pastures new, so it's all good stuff, and I'm hoping that it's a move in the right direction. So that particular story inspired me to write the article that I'm sharing with you today, because actually sometimes letting go and moving on is the right thing to do. It's not about giving up, failing, or being unsuccessful. It's about recognizing when you need a change in direction, embracing that, and taking the right action. So we'll have a quick break now, and when we come back, I'll be sharing with you the details about letting go and moving on. This is Gemma from People Building, and I have a very special offer for you. As a podcast fan, you are entitled to 6 free CDs, which will teach you the 3 best NLP techniques and how to use them, how to hypnotize yourself for massive personal improvement, a full-length self-hypnosis session, and our secret skills disc. Visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com to get your 6 free CDs. And as a special bonus gift from me, I will also give you 1 month's free subscription to the People Building Members Club. As a member, you will receive each month a hypnosis script from the People Building Archive, which has been dissected to tell you all of the secret hypnotic language included. A monthly video podcast and an audio podcast, full length on CD, with content that is not shared in this show, NLP Uncovered, as each month we take something from the world of NLP and explain what it is and how to use it. You'll also receive a full-length self-hypnosis audio on disc each month in your members pack, plus you'll be invited to the People Building Members webinar, where we'll be speaking to the great and good from the world of hypnotherapy, NLP and self-development to give us all their very best ideas about how we can change and improve. To claim your 6 free CDs and 1 month's free membership to the People Building Members Club, visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com. So here's the article for today, letting go and moving on. Sometimes us human beings are so shaped and influenced by our will and desire to succeed and make good of every situation that life throws at us, we forget that there is a real reward and skill in letting go and moving on. It's as if letting go and moving on is giving up, and that means we must have failed in some way. Sometimes the failure is in having made a poor decision, a decision to cling to something and make our lives greater and a more uncomfortable challenge than they really need to be. For some people, this happens because their pain threshold is too high. They allow themselves to be emotionally beaten up many times before they decide they've had enough, if they ever manage to get to that stage. Here are some classic examples of when people end up wishing they'd let go and moved on sooner than they did. Working in a job you hate. Being in a relationship that isn't working. Wanting a debt to be repaid. Holding on to spite, hatred, or hurt when someone has behaved wrongly towards you. Unrequited love. Is letting go the same as forgiveness? Possibly. If you let go but do not forgive, some of your time and energy will still be going into it, which could imply you have not really let it go yet. It is not essential to feel repelled by what occurred, although that can help initially. It's more important to get to the point of not really caring for it any longer. The word to describe that emotion is whatever. You need to be feeling whatever about it. You need to reach the point when you look back on that ex-partner, old boss, friend who never repaid you, abuser, love vampire, and think, oh, her, instead of, ah. Time helps achieve this, and so does making a decent promise to yourself. The decent promise is made up of a few vital elements. One, next time I will vet, screen the other party, situation, opportunity much more thoroughly before committing myself. Two, I will be very clear about my own expectations. Three, I will ensure I understand others' expectations of me. Four, I will have a clear idea about what is or isn't right for me. Five, I will change things or put a stop to it when I become dissatisfied. Six, that the bad things that happened before, I won't let that happen again. Never ever. I will never compromise my emotions, sanity, gut feelings, because I like myself enough to be able to walk away with my head held high and not feel bad about it whatsoever. Something I often say to clients who are experiencing a challenge that requires them to let go and move on is to talk to themselves in the same way they would talk to their best friend or favorite nephew if that best friend or favorite nephew were having exactly the same problem in exactly the same circumstances as they are. Often they will say things like, I tell her it's not worth all this stress, she should just let go and move on. I tell him to follow his gut feeling. I tell him enough is enough. I'd say, I love you, but you're making a bad choice if you stick with this one. This is a good exercise to do, as essentially the client is then giving themselves the advice they need to hear. You can tell your inner best friend, internal nephew, other useful things at useful times too. If anyone can do it, you can. Good job, you clever sausage. That's enough reading and listening. Back to work now.
People Building is your hypnotherapy and NLP authority on hypnosis scripts, hypnosis audios, articles, ebooks, podcasts, videos, training, and therapy. Visit www.peoplebuilding.co.uk for all your self-development needs.
People Building are now offering free NLP and hypnotherapy training. In order to apply for this, please visit www.peoplebuilding.co.uk. Okie dokie, it's now time for you to get comfortably relaxed. So, Allow yourself to assume a position of relaxation and remember not to listen to this point in the show if you're currently driving, operating machinery, or at any other time when you need to be awake and alert. But for everyone else who is now able to relax, it's that time. So just rest back comfortably there and draw attention to your breathing. Breathing deeply in and gently out. Breathing in and gently out. Letting go of each outward breath completely and expelling any toxins, any stress or discomfort with each outward breath. And as you begin to relax comfortably there, I'd like you to focus on the tips of your toes. And just imagine that those toes have let go of your feet. So your toes can be completely relaxed and still. That your feet have let go of your ankles. And the feet can be detached, separate. Then those ankles let go of the lower parts of your legs. And your ankles are off on a pleasant holiday, away from the feet and the toes. The lower legs let go of the knees. And those lower legs enjoy the comfort in not having to support the rest of that body. Then the knees let go of the upper legs and the thighs. Finding strength in no longer having to support them. The thighs let go of the hips. And the hips let go of the back. And every single bone in the spine is letting go of any knots, stresses, or strains. Letting go of the shoulders. Who let go of the arms and the hands and the fingers. And then the neck lets go of the head. So that your head no longer has to think quite so much. And you can trust in your inner gut feelings. Those inner emotions, letting go. Now I'm going to count back from five up to one. When I reach one, it will be time for you to open your eyes and be feeling fully and completely awake and alert. So starting at five, moving up to four, three, two, and one, with your whole body comfortable and intact, bright and breezy and wide, wide awake. So thank you very much for tuning in to the People Building Podcast. The next show will be on Wednesday, the 21st of September, 2011. And I look forward to communicating with you all in the meantime. Facebook seems to be the place to be these days, guys. So if you're not already on my Facebook page, it's HypnoGem, HypnoGem. Just send me over a friend request, pop a little message in there to say that you listen to the show, and it would be great to befriend you on there. We've got quite a nice little social network going on there. And I shall be back in 2 weeks' time with neighbour news and probably and hopefully on the verge of moving house. Have a great couple of weeks. Bye for now. This is Gemma from People Building, and I have a very special offer for you. As a podcast fan, you are entitled to 6 free CDs, which will teach you the 3 best NLP techniques and how to use them, how to hypnotize yourself for massive personal improvement, a full-length self-hypnosis session, and our secret skills disc. Visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com to get your 6 free CDs. And as a special bonus gift from me, I will also give you 1 month's free subscription to the People Building Members Club. As a member, you will receive each month a hypnosis script from the People Building Archive, which has been dissected to tell you all of the secret hypnotic language included. A monthly video podcast and an audio podcast, full length on CD, with content that is not shared in this show, NLP Uncovered, as each month we take something from the world of NLP and explain what it is and how to use it. You'll also receive a full-length self-hypnosis audio on disc each month in your members pack. Plus, you'll be invited to the People Building Members webinar, where we'll be speaking to the great and good from the world of hypnotherapy, NLP, and self-development to give us all their very best ideas about how we can change and improve. To claim your 6 free CDs and 1 month's free membership to the People Building Members Club, visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com.